Celia, the day is November 25th, 2020.
Querida Celia, the day is, December 23rd. Today's December 23rd. Happy Merry Christmas Eve. Right? So I graduate in 4 days. The day today is May 18th, 2021.
The day is June 2nd, 2021. The day is February 15th, and it is 1:43 a.m.
I hope that when you listen to this, estoy super lista.
Y va a ser muy divertido. Okay, that's all.
Love you, bye.
Today is Saturday, February 11th, 2023. And dear diary, I just published not one, but two books. And oh my God, I know I haven't uploaded a podcast in a while, longer than I would have liked. But as you can see from the title of this episode, your girl's been busy. I've been so busy. And usually when I sit down to do these podcasts, I have some sort of theme, some sort of like notes that I'm reading off of, because I have a lot to say and my mind tends to go a million miles an hour because hashtag anxiety. But today I'm just sitting here. I'm literally just looking in the freaking camera of Zoom, and just like I'm talking to all of you, I feel like I also need to have a little check-in with myself, because I just freaking published a book. I mean, I keep trying to downplay my achievements, and this is also why I wanted to sit down and do this podcast literally when it's still fresh. Like I just did this an hour ago, and it's not available yet, so I haven't told you guys about it yet. But I feel a lot of kind of like past insecurities creeping in, because I feel like I almost don't allow myself the space to be proud of myself. Like, I'm really, really hard on myself. And so I almost feel anxious doing this. And I almost am mad at myself, because instead of being like, yeah, you did that, and like, instead of being so sure that this was going to happen someday, because I keep telling myself, oh, this is something that I never thought I would do, is one, to be able to have a platform like this, two, to have people that would actually want to listen to me, and then three, to be able to create something so beautiful that is all this poetry, and then to have the courage to actually put it up and post it and make a whole ebook about it. And I just keep asking myself, why? Like, why did I feel like I wasn't good enough to do this? Why did I feel like I didn't have the capacity, the knowledge, the confidence, like all these different things? And I'm really like sitting here internally battling with myself of like, you deserve this. And then also another voice being like, but why you, you know? And, you know, I think it's good in certain moments to have that internal dialogue, because sometimes, you know, if you don't have that internal dialogue with yourself, you kind of put yourself in bad situations, because everything is just the best for you, instead of being like, no, this might not be good for, you know, like, I'm going to say, you know, a lot, because apparently that's my go-to phrase when I'm thinking. But it's good to have an internal dialogue, because if you don't give yourself advice, you put yourself in shitty situations sometimes. And you don't notice necessarily that they're bad for you. But on the other hand of the coin, if you're constantly overthinking things like, oh, why me? Why me? It's almost like feeling like you don't deserve good things to happen to you, which I'm so guilty of. I'm so, so, so guilty of this, especially when it comes to romantic situations. Anytime something's really amazing, even if I don't consciously realize it, I feel like in the past, even in the present, I'm really trying hard to get out of this mindset, but I'm like, why me? Why me out of all, why do I deserve this? Instead of just being like, yeah, I deserve this. I deserve this. I really deserve this. Everything I've done up to this point has led to me deserving this. I deserve this. I deserve, like, just repeating it over and over and over again until I internalize it. And I'm struggling with this so hard, so hard. And it gives me a lot of anxiety of being like, why? Not just feeling like you don't deserve something, but also that internal battle of why do I feel this way? Why do I feel like I don't deserve this when I know that I do? It's just, it's really, it's tough, and I'm trying so hard to get out of it. And if you guys are also struggling with this, just know that you do deserve it. You deserve good things to happen to you. You attract miracles. You deserve the most amazing things in life. You deserve a gentle love. You deserve someone that looks at you and that looks at you like you light up a room. Someone that is so gentle with your heart and appreciates it and knows how wonderful it is and doesn't want to see it kind of like slip through their fingers. And I think we forget, one, how rare love is, but two, also how abundant. Love is everywhere. Love is everything. But I do think we forget when we do have it, how rare it is to have it and how rare it is to have someone who appreciates you so fully, so unconditionally. And that's so many contradictions because it is so abundant, but it's also so rare. You know what I mean? And just, I'm gonna keep saying that. I'm trying so hard not to say that. But it's the same ideology of people being like, there's so many fish in the sea, right? If you break up with someone, if something doesn't work out, I feel like that's people's go-to make you feel better phrase. They're like, oh, there's so many fish in the sea. Okay, I want that fish. You know? And even when people say that, people are like, oh, go on dates, blah, blah, blah. And then you go on dates and the dates aren't good. You're like, none of these people see me for who I really am. None of these people can feel my heart, can feel my energy. And it's just, energy is so big. I said it in the last episode. I think that was the last episode. Oh my God, I don't even remember when I recorded last. I think it was everything is, that sounds like me. Everything is energy. I think that was the last episode. Because I've been thinking about this so heavily of how our energy affects the things that we do. And this does tie back to this episode, which is I published my first two books. I published two. And because why publish one when you can publish two? And they're so beautiful. They're so carefully curated. And I'm so proud of them. And I really, really, really hope you guys love them as much as I do. Because if you've seen my poetry account, you'll see that the bio is like, here's my heart, like, you know, treat it gently. And that's really how I feel with all these, with all the content that I make. I feel like they're pieces of me that I admire so much, that I love so much. And I'm so excited to share. And I'm so glad I have the confidence to share it. But it's also freaking terrifying. It's so scary to share so much of yourself so publicly. When so many people don't, I feel like it's so easy to put this sort of like costume on, this, you know, idea of who you are out into the public because you're afraid of people knowing who you are. But I've tried so hard to maintain authenticity and to be, and I know a lot of creators that do this as well, of being just exactly who they are. And I'll talk to them outside of their content and I'll talk to them just IRL. And they're amazing. They're amazing people and their content is amazing and they're exactly who they are. And I admire them so much. And it's one of the things I admire most about my content is if you were to meet me, you know, outside and see me, I'm exactly who I am on my socials. And I think that's really beautiful. I'm just as freaking hopefully romantic. I'm just as cheesy. I'm just as giggly. I think that's really cool. And I'm really proud of myself for doing that because for so, if you've heard any of the other podcasts, you know that this is something that I built within myself. This is something that I fought for of being this person that is now confident enough to do this, being this person that can sit down with all of you and maybe give some sort of advice. Who am I to give advice? That's always what I think too is who am I to give advice when I know so little? I've experienced so little in the grand scheme of things, but I've also experienced so much. And that's why whenever I am giving advice, I think of it almost as giving advice to my younger self. That's who I give advice for. I unfortunately don't know all of your different situations, and I never will be able to because it's just the way this works. And if I feel like I'm talking to myself and you guys happen to also resonate with it, which has been really beautiful to see how in all these poems that I make, yeah, they're for me and they're out of sometimes my own imagination, sometimes things that are happening in my life. And it's really beautiful to see that I'm not alone in this, in all these feelings and emotions. And it brings me peace that if somebody does resemble me at a younger age and sees something like this online, that they're gonna feel better. Because I really needed this when I was younger. I really needed someone like myself when I was younger. And I strive every day to be a better person for her. Everything I do is for my younger self. Everything I do is for my inner child. Any poem I write, any step I take out into the world is for who I wanted to be then and who I have become now. And I started doing this thing before I leave my house every morning. Is well, usually I say a little prayer because, you know, I'm superstitious like that, and I just do a little prayer. And when I'm praying, I'm like, oh, like Diosito, like I only know how to pray in Spanish, guys. I only know how to pray in Spanish. I'm like, oh, like Diosito, like Virgen de Guadalupe, like please allow me to walk into this world with so much love to give. Allow me to be abundant in my wonderful energy, into good energy, because there's so many bad things in the world. So I will literally pray, like, please let me go out and make the world a better place today, because I don't want to add any negative energy. I don't want to add anything bad. And I also, what I do is, if you're my friend, you already know this because I've told you, but I tend to pray for my friends, which some people might be like, that's weird, but every night when I'm praying, I pray for my friends, and I'm like, I think of what they're going through. I'm like, oh, if they have a test or something, I'm like, oh, like please, like I hope it goes well for them. And it's the energy we put out. Yes, we control it, but we also can cultivate it every day. And I saw this one image, and it was this plant. I'll probably put it on my Instagram story, but it was this plant watering itself. So imagine a plant, you know, it's in the pot, and one of the stems is an arm, and in the stem, they're holding a watering can and they're watering themselves. And I don't know why this stuck out to me so powerfully. I was like, wow, that is what I do every that's what I'm trying to do with myself, is just taking care of myself in a way that will allow me to grow, because we're always growing, we're always evolving. And somebody the other day said, oh, I feel like I didn't do anything today. And I was like, well, the earth kept spinning, so you did something. Like, you still the day was you still did something. You still put something out into the world, even if you feel like you don't do anything. And it's also okay to rest. Rest is also productive, and because you need to conserve your energy, and you need to it's not something that's this. Yeah, we all have bad days. We all, even me, I know I'm very like positive online and everything, and I usually am a pretty positive person, but I also have days where I'm just sobbing and I'm sad because of so many valid reasons. And even if your reasons aren't valid, like you could just be sad to be sad, and sometimes life be like that. But I've started to think of my emotions as clouds. Where I'm like, I acknowledge they do this a lot in meditation, I feel like, where they're like, oh yeah, like imagine your thoughts as clouds. I'm really bad at meditation because my brain just cannot stop. I'm always thinking. But I started imagining my emotions, especially sadness. I imagine my sadness as a cloud. And I'm like, I see it, I feel it, I'm gonna let myself feel it, but it will keep passing. The feeling will pass, the moment will pass. And it'll be okay. And one of my absolute favorite quotes is the end of this poem by Courtney Pepperell, I believe. I think it's in Pillow Talk, but I don't remember which Pillow Talk. Yeah, Pillow Thoughts? Pillow Thoughts? I don't know. It's in one of her books, but it's Courtney Pepperell for sure. And she says, "And some days it seems hope and despair take turns, but despite all our sadness, the sun always returns." And I think about that at least once a day because it's such a powerful, impactful quote. And yeah, it's so true. Some days it seems hope and despair take turns, but despite all of our sadness, the sun will always return. Like, oh, I love that so much. It makes me want to cry. I'm gonna cry on my closet floor. It's so beautiful. But stuff like that just inspires me so much to remember that I'm here for a reason, that we're all here for a reason. We all have some sort of purpose. And It's been so amazing. And I'm so eternally grateful to all of you because whether you know it or not, you have also given me so much support and so much good energy. And you've inspired me in so many different ways to keep going because, yeah, I do the poems for myself, but it's also so comforting to know that I'm not alone. And that so many of you, like I was saying before, resonate with it and it inspires you to write. There's a lot of, sometimes I do read my DMs, sometimes I do, but I avoid them because people can be weird and people scare me and I have a lot of anxiety about it. But I've seen a lot of DMs that are like, you inspired me to write. And I, again, I think, why me? Like, who am I to inspire you? But then I'm like, that's so amazing that I inspired some goodness in the world and I inspired something that has become such a release for me and such a comforting thing to do because I, when I write, it's, oh my God, it's a feeling that I've gotten with very few other things that I've only really gotten it when I work in medicine and stuff, when I volunteer in hospitals, and it's the feeling I get of why I want to be a doctor. But it's just this warmth that radiates from me. Like it feels like the sun is inside of me whenever I figure out something that I really needed to say, and I be and I'm able to put it in words, and I'm able to put it in rhymes in a poem, and it really does feel in that moment, like that is my purpose. Like that is what I was meant to do. And, you know, I do treat it as a hobby because there's so much that I want to do. And like I always say, I want to be a doctor at the end of the day. But it's so wonderful to see how those two things have combined into my life because I get a lot of messages that are like, oh, you helped me through heartbreak. You're helping heal me. And that ultimately, that's what I want to do, right? Like I want to help people and I want to heal people. And while this might be more so emotionally healing, like, I'm so grateful that you guys trust me enough to support me, to follow me, and that I provide something good in your life. That's all I ever wanted if I had a platform is to make it a place that was just warm and comforting. I'm literally gonna cry. I'm like tearing up, but I just wanted to create a safe space that I felt like I didn't have growing up. I'm literally gonna cry. Oh my God. But yeah, like it's just, I'm really proud of myself for finally having the confidence to do that and the confidence to publish these poetry books. And I went back and forth a lot trying to make sure that they could be as affordable as I could make them, trying to make them as accessible as I could make them, which is why it's an ebook so that more people can buy it, so that it can go all over the world and so that you guys can always have it. And if you buy it, like you don't have to, of course, like all so many of those poems are already for free on my social medias. But if you do decide you want to buy it, and you find a poem that really sticks out to you, like, let me know. If you want to recite it yourself, tag me. If you want to dedicate it to someone else, like, go ahead. You know, it's something that is meant to be shared with love and with good energy. And I've put so much good energy into it and so much loving energy. And even the price, I made both of them $9.99, so they're angel numbers. And because I want that energy with it, only good energy. But yeah, I'm not gonna be the type of person that's like, oh, like, you need to buy this. Like, no, that's, you know, growing up first gen low income, like I know some stuff you can't buy because you don't have the extra income for, and that's totally okay. But if you do decide you want to buy it, yeah, I hope you love it as much as I do. And I'm really proud of myself. I think I just need to keep saying that because like I said, a lot of times I feel this blockage with myself, this energetic blockage that I need to cleanse, and I'm cleansing every day of I deserve good things. In the same way that I tell my friends, you deserve good things, you deserve, you know, a healthy love, a gentle love. I need to convince myself of this because I don't think I'm fully convinced yet, and I hate that feeling of me getting in my own way. And it's the same feeling I get when I'm super anxious and I feel like I can't control my mind. I'm like, okay, like we need to stop overthinking. Like you're ruining this. So I need to sit down with myself. I guess that's what I'm doing now, literally sitting with myself and talking to all of you, but also talking with myself because I'll listen to this again and be like, damn, you're the one that convinced me. You know, that's how it is all these ideas we have in our head, sometimes we're the only person that can deconstruct them. And it's hard. It's really difficult to do, especially when they're very ingrained in you. Like the other day, I was so if you guys have listened to episode one, you know that my friend Stephanie and Rebecca, loves of my life, I was FaceTiming Stephanie And I told her that I was crossing the street, and the car that was waiting for me to cross, there was two people sitting in it, and they burst out laughing as soon as I was crossing in front of them. And due to experiences I've had in the past, my first thought was, oh, what's wrong with me? Like, oh, what are they making fun of about me? Instead of just being like, oh, they're just laughing to laugh, I immediately associated it back to me of, oh, why are they laughing at me? And I sat there for a moment and I was like, damn, that is a belief that I have ingrained in myself, that I'm somebody people would make fun of. When I was in high school, I was pretty badly bullied. There was like moments in elementary and middle school, but I think high school was specifically the worst because it was such they were such formative years, and you know, you're becoming a young adult, you're starting to make a lot of decisions for yourself. You're starting to kind of figure out who you want to be, what career you would want, which is so young. It's so young. But because of how society is, that's when you start thinking all these things. And you know, I really wanted to be proud of myself and do something that I would be, and I am. I'm really proud of myself. But I also wanted to make my parents' sacrifices worth it because I always talk about this, but I think about it all the time of how my parents both left Mexico to make a better life for us here in the United States. And it was their American dream to see me do well. And so I feel like I always need to be doing well. And that is why when I was in high school, I was like, okay, my decisions now are going to affect me for the rest of my life. That's how I thought about it. That's how I felt about it in that moment, is any decision I make now will affect me for the rest of my life. If I go to a good university, if I get a good job, all these different things. And that affected my identity as well because I was like, who do I want to be? I needed to figure it out in that moment. That's how it felt like at 17, at 16, at 15. I was like, I need to figure out who I want to be. And it's changed a lot. And so much of it has also stayed the same because I love who I chose to be, and I continue choosing to be her in certain ways I have changed. But when I was in high school, oh my God, man, I literally don't know how I survived. I was doing so much all of the time. I got so little sleep. I must have been getting like 6 hours of sleep every night. But I started taking my first AP classes when I was a sophomore. And I had always been taking honors classes. So I went from taking two APs to taking three to then taking, no, I went from two to five. I think I took like 10 APs altogether. And, you know, I studied for the SAT by myself. I, you know, applied to a bunch of schools, and I ended up going to Yale. Like, that's insane to me that I was able to do that. And I know I have the capacity to do that, and I know I'm an intelligent person, but again, those limiting beliefs, all that freaking imposter syndrome, that's like, why me? Why do I deserve to do this when so many people out there are qualified to do this? Like, what? It's so bad. And this is why I'm trying to get into the lucky girl syndrome. That's like, yeah, I'm the luckiest girl alive. 'Cause I do feel so lucky to be able to have done the things that I did. And I feel so lucky to be able to share with you guys that I have this platform to be able to tell you all these things and to hopefully inspire, especially young Latinas, because we did not see a lot of representation of us. And it's so amazing to live in a time now where there's so many Latinas on social media, and I love to see it. I love, literally, if I see a Latina on my For You page, I follow her immediately. I don't even know what, like, I go, even it could be beauty content, it could be fashion content, it could be food content. I don't care. I follow immediately. They're like, oh, like, just made TikTok, like, I'm trying to test it out. Follow. Like, if they're like, oh, yeah, like, I need support, like, follow. And because it's something that it's such a big wave now that we didn't see before. And it's amazing to see so many. And escuchar personas hablando español y escuchar nuestra cultura. And es nuestra gente. Y es fascinante y emocionante. Y me da tanta alegría. Oh my God, I just hit the microphone. Me da tanta alegría de poder ver tantas jóvenes latinas, tantas mujeres teniendo la confianza de poder poner su contenido, poder poner cualquier cosa que están haciendo, you know, sea, you know, maquillaje, sea cosas de cocina, es algo tan hermoso. Y después, siento que casi nunca hablo español en mis podcasts, debería hablar más español, es mi primer lengua, pero Es, me da tanta alegría ver a otras mujeres que se parecen a nosotras, que they have their hair the same, they speak the same, they listen to the same music. This is amazing. It's amazing. I love it so much. And yeah, I just, if I can inspire like young Latina women to just be themselves so fully, to let your hair be curly, let your hair be wavy, let it be crazy. It's just, it's so, we're so beautiful. We're so beautiful. And I think we forget a lot, because of all these different things that society pushes on, all these like ideas of beauty that for a long time we didn't fit. That for some reason now we're like popular, which crazy. But growing up, it wasn't like this. Growing up, it wasn't cool to have wavy, curly hair. Everybody wanted to straighten their hair. And I straightened my hair for a really long time. And it's just, I've seen the change within myself of being like, no, like I want to show up authentically exactly as I am. And if you see my hair, I would say 100% of the time my hair is natural. Like literally, I just shower, I let it air dry after I put product into it, and there it is. That's my hair. That's how I show up into the world exactly as I am. And it's just, oh, I love it. Literally, I could go on so many tangents. Also, let me know if I should do an entire podcast episode in Spanish because low key, that could be fun. High key, that could be fun. But what is my tangent? Yeah, I feel very lucky that you guys hang out with me, one, and that I have something to say that, I've been given so many cool opportunities and so many cool experiences to do the things that I've done and now be able to speak on them. But yeah, it's just all this to say, I don't even know what I was going with this podcast, but yeah, you just, if you can take one thing out of this podcast, would be that you deserve good things. You deserve to be loved. You deserve to be cared for. You deserve to be able to have your dreams come true. You deserve to feel like you have the capacity to make your, because you do. You have the capacity to make your dreams come true. You're smart enough. You're worthy enough. You're beautiful enough. Anything you need to hear, like I'm telling you are so worth it, and you are so deserving of everything that is coming your way, all the good things, and you're so enough. You're more than enough. You don't need to change anything about you to deserve something. And it just, you attract miracles. Good things are coming to you. And that's what I want to say, because I know I'm gonna need to hear that later. And you deserve it. You deserve the good things. You deserve to be proud of yourself when you do something amazing. Literally can't stress that enough. But yeah. Thank you so, 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 so incredibly much. I'm so grateful to all of you, not just for listening to this podcast, but for supporting, I'm literally gonna like tear up, but for supporting me on all my socials, on for being that you guys, some of you have been with me for years now, which is insane to think that I've been posting for that long. But you've seen me change, you've seen me grow, you've seen all my haircuts, it's just, you've seen my poetry get better. Oh my God, my poetry was not super good. Anyways, I'm so grateful that we have this community, and I'm so excited to see where it goes. And I'm so eternally, eternally grateful to all of you. And I know a lot of my friends listen to this podcast, so all of my friends, I'm so freaking eternally grateful to them for any time I'm like, oh, I don't know if I should do this, they're like, do it, Celia, do it. Or I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm being too much, they're like, be more, do more, you can do it. And it's really awesome to be in a supportive environment for once after so many years of having not great friends. And oh my God, it's that I made a poem about the whole fake friend thing of I blocked all my friends, and it got like 2 million views. And I'm like, holy shit, what the heck? Like, I literally wrote that on the train and I in like 10 minutes, and I was like, damn, I just gotta get this feeling out. And to see that so many of you guys resonated with it, it's just insane. Insane, insane, insane. And if you're a new follower, well, hey, hi. We're a lot of chaotic good over here. And I hope you stick around because things are getting very exciting. They always were exciting, but now they're gonna be the more exciting. Oh my God, not the giggle. Yes. Thank you so much for supporting me, for being on this planet, for being your wonderful self,
and for spending time with me. Thank you. I don't know how long this podcast is, but thank you so much for spending time with me. And if you do happen to buy any of the two books, so they're a series. So there's part one, which is Lovers Forgotten, with two acts. Act one is the longing before, and then act two is the reintroduction. And it's the reintroduction and not just the introduction, because it's this idea of finding someone who you were with in the past life. So finding someone who is your soulmate. And then volume two is Lovers Remembered, because now you remember them. You didn't remember them before. And it also has two acts, and it's act three, which is the somewhere in between, because you're like, do I remember this person? Are they just an imposter? What is going on? And then it's act four, which is the everything after, which is a play on words on happily ever after. And I made the title pages. It's my handwriting on the title pages. So I just really wanted it to feel as if I crumpled up my diary, which is why I made the pages look crumpled. I crumpled it up, threw it away, and then I was like, wait, no, this should be published. And then, like, flattening out the pages. And yeah, and a big, huge thank you to my brother, who one is the one that was like, bro, you need to publish your stuff. Like, you should do this. And I was like, oh, you're right. Also, my friends, Taj and Caleb, when I went to go visit them in LA, they were like, why are you not published yet? And I was like, that's a great question. It's because I have a lot of anxiety and I'm always questioning myself. And they're like, no, you can do this. Go do it. And then, Stephanie, Rebe, Monse, all the people that have been supporting me through social media, who have been on this podcast, and so many other people. Like, I could literally go through a whole long list of everyone that I'm eternally grateful for that has inspired me to do this, along with all of you. And yeah, I think the books are really wonderful. My brother and I, like, made all the images, and they're so beautiful, and I wanted it to be an experience. So you get to go through it as if you're reading my diary, and that's why the themes exist and the poems go with the themes. And I also made it bilingual, because I myself am bilingual, and who am I if not Diary of a Romántica? So yeah, some poems are just in Spanish, some poems are just in English, some poems are translated in both English and in Spanish. If you decide to buy it, let me know what you think. Let me know what poem was your favorite. If you recite it, please tag me. If you dedicate it to someone and you end up with them, please let me know. I'm a suck. Who am I? Love love. I love love. So please, and I made it available before Valentine's Day. So if you're listening to this, it means the book is already available. So yes, it should be on Amazon. It's an ebook, because like I said, I wanted to make it accessible, and you can go to the Kindle store and purchase it there. They're extensions of my heart that now exist out in the world. And I'm so glad that I finally did it after so long. All right. I also hope you have a very happy Valentine's Day. I don't care if you're single or taken. I hope you all have a happy Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is my absolute favorite holiday. And even though I'm single, I will still be lovey-dovey with myself. I'm gonna go get myself roses. I'll sit there with my little glass of wine and I'll be like, damn, I love it here. I love being me. And I love all of you. So I hope you have a very happy Valentine's Day. And if nobody has told you happy Valentine's Day, you deserve to be loved. And I love you guys so much. And I'm gonna go now because I'm rambling so much. But yeah, thank you. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye!